Fuselage, because they had fired us, they made something there. So they bought a few planes. Something else, the engines are made someplace else, and they bought planes. And so what we ended up doing, not a damn thing.
Sure.
Just putting it together.
Well, even most
private and playing the damn game.
Even the most ardent-free enterprises admit that it's a two-way street.
Well, it's a two-way street, right? But not only two, it's just two-way. But the trouble is, the state people start with the proposition, well, our barriers are the same. That's not true. They do not have free economies. They do not work that way. They don't take that whole here now attitude to them. It's cold turkey. But we'll help you, you help us. Now, that's not free enterprise, right? That's not free trade. So, hell, I'm fine. But if they want to play the game, we got to play the game, too. That's all.
That's the way to get the barriers where you do the screw.
That's right. Then they'll say, well, business. If they can be finally learned that there's nothing in it for them, see, if everybody plays this game of having non what we call NDPs, then they become irrelevant. But if only a few do it, get away with it, then it means that those that don't play it get screwed. I know that it's another subject that John has talked to you about, but let me say what I have in mind, it may not be your personal plans, interest, but I told John that I feel that our domestic staff, particularly since economics now is becoming, particularly the economic side, it's becoming, it could very well be the major issue for the 1972, that it needs balance. Now, it needs, I don't mean by that, and you well know the idea that Ehrlichman is a flaming liberal and that all of his staff are and so forth is ridiculous. The point is that the point of view, which is represented by what I would call the conservative thinkers, the responsible conservatives in the economic community, at least from public appearances, is not needed to be represented. And privately, in my view, as I've seen some of these presentations, I'm not sure that it is. I think it is. I think John tries to bring the balance in. I heard it, of course, because I lean that way myself. Even taking this whole field of reprivatization and family welfare, which we're examining now with a hard look. And again, in all of these areas, we have intended to deal with the problems. Had a very, very substantial input from those who, well, they aren't really just wedded to what we're presently doing, but on the other hand, their attitudes with regard to what we're presently doing are different marks. Well, I'll give you a specific example. A major issue that we have now is OEO's extension. When I looked at the budget presentation 2 or 3 days ago, I said, well, they said, what do we do? I said, the Senate's loaded it down, it's on a terrible bill and so forth that you can't afford to. We got to extend it. And I said, oh no, we're not going to do that. I said, we're not going to do that. I'm going to take a hard look at it. I said, I think that the time has come. We've got to do it sometime. The time has come. Stop the damn thing. Of course, you know, all the OEO programs are virtually all of them right now in special revenue. Anyway, those are worth the damn, the others can go out. But it's simple what we want. Then when we, so I said, all right, let's just decide now that we will let the Congress close the bill and screw it up as badly as it can, and then I'll veto it. And it will be suspension, and then we'll have a clear-cut issue on OEO. But then comes in some of the people who said, that, oh, we can't do this because that'll put 300,000 people out of work. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Model cities? Crap,
all this is community action agencies and whatever. Daycare centers, they're terrible, that kind of thing.
I have no use for any of them, not one damn thing. You know. And you also, I hope, have found that that isn't quite true, that they have to go out.
It's beginning to appear that it's not. That
I'm not going to have a fallacious argument put up on this.
That he has.
I am not for OEO.
I mean, a strategy that we're about to present to you.
What I'm getting at is that we now are in a position, as we prepare the 73 budget, you see, a budget which will never be enacted. care of that. We're now in a position to take a look at everything we inherited in the great society and make that an issue rather than simply going along as we did at the beginning, you know, trying to clean them up here and there. We started the special revenue sheriff, which does quite a job on these programs. What you did in Model Cities,
mm-hmm.
You really screwed that good.
Mark was in on the,
yeah,
on the plot on that.
Well, the community action, and if you remember, when that came up, I remember Moynihan was here, and so we, I said, what the hell, why don't we keep them? They said, oh, you can't do it because the cities will blow. Well, so they'll blow, I don't know.
I don't think it will. I think it can be done artfully. And this is this, and still have the issue.
Yeah, I guess what I want to be sure we do, though, I want to get rid of the wheel, you know what I mean?
Right.
It is a symbol of what we inherited, the poverty programs and so forth, and an approach that I think is...
you can't get your veto sustained if the argument can truly be made that 300,000 people...
Oh, shall work. Never.
That's true.
I don't want to veto it. And what are Republicans in the spot where they all... They'll stand up on this thing.
Right.
But if they go to 300,000, they're going to be out of work. They'll override just like that. And also, it's a bad issue for sure. We don't care about the unemployed.
This is the kind of thing that we're coping with, right?
That's right. We're doing on this one. Take it very seriously. Remember now, this education study that I ordered, I'm not satisfied with that, John. It shows $6 billion is being spent. Now, for Christ's sakes, the trouble is it's all being spent in higher education, subsidizing a bunch of goddamn socialists and others.
I bet you know what's not.
You know, and MIT, for Christ's sakes, what are they doing? They shouldn't even have a defense contract. They don't believe in it.
They get more federal money than any other university.
I know, but they don't believe in it. They're back to that.
Some of the bitches, brothers, you know.
You want to trust them on the defense contract? Why do we subsidize MIT?
I don't know why.
Well, give it to Oklahoma. Maybe they're not as bright, but they can't learn to be bright, can't they?
And maybe it's bright, too.
I think they are. I have to think they are. I have to think they are. Columbia, I think a lot of us overestimated this Ivy League stuff. Because brains without character sometimes produces
zilch.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, you got education. Health is one of the rooms. That is one of the we're doing well. Thank God, at least we've completely gone against the Kennedy thing. But we're going to do the private enterprise thing, and we may make it work. I don't know about transportation. That's a pain in the ass.
It's a management
problem. It's a management problem, and it's badly managed. It is just in the clubs, right? Opiates is a great political asset. And therefore, but he can't run a goddamn department. And we're spending billions of dollars over there. And it's housing? I don't know.
I just talked to Romney out here a little while ago. And the key to housing is interest rates right now. I would say that we are making some progress. Mark and I were talking about certain integration a little while this morning, the progress we have.
Yeah.
And the reason that we need balance in the staff, that whole thing is a sort of case study.
Now, on suburban integration, horribly simple. And he said that down in the bottom of the SKGB, when I asked him, he gave me a paper from the Republican staff member of his committee, he's on the housing committee. And he said that Ben Jones, there are people who, despite what I have said, despite what Romney has now said publicly, are still trying to use the federal top level force. I'm great. I'm not that. I am against it. Well, I will fire those people.
Let me tell you what we're
not going to have.
Let me tell you what we're trying to do on that.
Believe it.
We've told McGregor to get to people like Tower, and we've heard this from other people, Devine and others, and said, bring us a specific case, because you get a lot of vague mumbling about things.
Well, this is all did. He gave me a memo I sent to you.
If he's got a specific case, we can move right in, because Romney is a board on this,
yeah.
And we can get those guys out of there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. But let's just be sure that all over this country, that we don't get into the business of supporting the integrated housing.
Well,
I want to talk to you about busing another time.
All right. Let's see, talk about that awesome case.
We can do,
but we got to appeal, I think.
Appeal?
He isn't going to
see how we can improve, well, we can fall. See, this is the problem we had in the first 3 years, is that we have a minority in Congress. And it would appear to be, as it would have been without any question, a futile act to recommend this or that or the other thing and to present a budget based on this or that or the other thing. At this point, we don't give a damn about that because it can't be proved that it was futile before the election. You see, we present a 73 budget, and it can be, in this case, we present the thing and say this is what the Congress ought to do, and then if the Congress doesn't do it, as it will not, the Democratic Congress will never do it, we can say, well, this is what they believe, and this is what we believe. And of course, implicit in all this is the tax thing. And that's the whole, and to have a tax reform that is a reform rather than simply a patching up, and one that does in our friends. So I'd at least like you to consider that, and I, if you could do it on any, of course, any basis, it would be helpful. But we need this kind of input. We need it from you, particularly, and it would be extremely helpful. If you, I realize that it's a suggestion that you've been around this track here, or you may wonder whether you can make a contribution, whether it's for real. But that's the question, whether you just got to know whether you think everyone's going to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cold decision that you have to make. I can assure you that that's what I want to hear. As other people will tell you, I sent on memo after memo on this point. Okay, so let's spend some more money now. I've explained, Mark, how terrifically tough it is to get balance in the work that comes to you.
But when you ask people, they love
that. But they're getting all that coal. Coal is as balanced as any man I know. He says, and I've got an idea along at all. He has a hell of a time, which when you go out through the agencies, the goddamn agencies aren't going to give you balance.
Trying to get it one way.
They're all vested interests, every one of them. AGD wants to have more. E.T. Rumsfeld, Christ takes from Rumsfeld as an OEO. Hell, he was the biggest empire builder there was. He wouldn't give up a damn thing when he's out of OEO over here. Now Rumsfeld says, oh, we ought to get rid of some of these things. And so it is with the other cabinet officers. You know, they all say, well, this is my agency, this is my program. I don't see how people could be so goddamn dumb, you know, to go over it.
Well, there's a chemistry that works there.
What is it?
When they go over there, those big offices get set up,
big offices. People come in, and of course they see the people, and, oh, we can't let this go out. I mean, we know his wife's going to have a baby, or it's near Christmas, or they're 1,400 years that we want to go, but on the other hand, I know they are.
Yeah.
It's tough on the country. But that's one thing. Program is something else again, and approach. And here we are making some progress. We're doing a lot of things that are interesting at the moment. I think we'll show progress in 73. It will be a surprise. Even at this point, it's a surprise. It will be a surprise.
Yep.
Even at this point,
yep.
But when we get down to the, particularly if we get the tax thing wrapped around, if y'all learn a little about those tax things, and we'll finally get some of the tax proposals that have been dear to my heart, you know, in terms of, you know, I mean, everybody that did the trade was always against me. Everyone used it. They first they want to change the system. Second, they want to use the tax system for social purposes. They say, what the hell is the income tax? What's the social purpose? Right.
But it's a sense question.
The whole system, yeah. But you know, for example, about the money. But not the daycare centers. Not that damn thing. I don't have money. If you get that, you see the difficulty is. I'm for the principle, anybody's for the principle of letting people have a chance to work and so forth. But the difficulty with daycare centers, John, that you get us in the position of just hiring a hell of a lot of social workers who will beat on themselves. That's the problem.
Well, reprivatization comes in right there.
Well, that wouldn't bother me. But I don't want great big government daycare centers. Reprivatization, if you want to, I can see that. That's where you could,
but this is the battle we're having with ATW now. ATW wants a federal system of daycare centers.
Yeah.
And we want a system of contract authorization for private operation daycare centers.
Well, a lot of you factories, for example. You could even encourage factories and plants to set them up on the premises.
Exactly.
So a person go to work, leave a kid in one part, and go to work,
exactly.
Pick up the kid when they go home.
They do that in part.
Sure.
You know, yeah, I was in Mexico visiting a plant. I remember even as far back as 1953, I went out to see a plant. It was the most marvelous little playground, and all the little tots are in there being fed and having their lunches and all that sort of thing. And the mom was working in there with the needles.
Could be private, yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think he does against this.
Oh, absolutely.